Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Wednesday morning, September 4th, 2024, and we have a great mix of government and politics headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
Leading 9/11 nonprofit calls on presidential candidates to suspend campaign rhetoric and activities in observance of the 23rd anniversary of the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks. 9/11 Day, the nonprofit behind the September 11 National Day of Service and Remembrance, has requested presidential candidates like former President Donald Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris to pause political activities on September 11th. This 9/11 campaign moratorium aims to promote unity and service on the anniversary of the 2001 attacks. Candidates are urged to engage in nonpartisan activities like volunteering and prayer instead of campaigning. The tradition, established in 2004, has received bipartisan support and honors the victims, first responders, and military members who served post 9/11. Responses from the campaigns are pending as the nation prepares to remember and pay tribute on this solemn day. Branch and Dean's viral song puts us back in USA. Country duo Branch and Dean's new song, Us Back in USA, has quickly become an American anthem, resonating with millions of Americans who feel left without a voice in today's political climate. The song's powerful lyrics and catchy melody have spread across the nation, from Minnesota to Florida, Nebraska to California. Steve Branch and Dean Scallon hope to remind everyone that it was US that made it great. Despite typically avoiding political topics, the duo felt compelled to address the current sentiment of many Americans. Check out the music video for Us Back in USA to experience the message firsthand. Best-selling author Norman Brewer's domestic terrorism political thriller ebook, Blending In, will be available at no charge September 5th, 2024, at Amazon. Best-selling author Norman Brewer's gripping political thriller ebook, Blending In, will be available for free on September 5, 2024, on Amazon. The novel delves into the threat of domestic terrorism, exploring the lives of two protagonists who seamlessly blend into society while planning catastrophic attacks. Readers have praised the book for its realistic portrayal of terrorism and nonstop action. Brewer's upcoming book, Killer Politics, a satirical tale of homegrown terrorism, continues the series with a story of a white supremacist launching attacks to incite civil war. Brewer's latest political thriller, January 6, a novel, provides a vivid insider look at the assault on the Capitol. Brewer's background as an award-winning reporter and editor brings a unique perspective to his novels, shaping his exploration of domestic terrorism and the political landscape.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.